There are only 2 weeks left in the National Football League's regular season. Several teams are still competing for a playoff spot. But the biggest development this weekend will be Peyton Manning's quest to break the single-season record for touchdown passes. The Indianapolis Colts quarterback is one touchdown shy of tying Dan Marino's record of 48. Joining me now is Peter Richman, who is a columnist for GQ magazine and follows the NFL for Morning Edition. Hello.
Hello, Renee.
So, what makes Peyton Manning so good?
Well, he has the pedigree. He comes from a quarterback family. His dad was a first-round draft pick. His younger brother was a first-round draft pick. He was a first-round draft pick. He practices insanely, legendarily, off-season, he and his receivers. He's a keeper of the flame. If you talk to him, it's like talking to a football encyclopedia. And he's got all of these statistics and history in his head. He really is the most exciting thing in the game right now. Interestingly, he says that he wouldn't mind tying his idol, Dan Marino, and having it finish up that way. And you almost want to believe him.
Indianapolis is among the teams that is assured of getting into the playoffs. Who in the AFC is still fighting for a spot?
Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills. Jacksonville, even though they're from Florida, they went up to the frozen tundra in Green Bay last week and beat the Packers in one of those games where the players' breath came out in clouds. It was like classic football, and Jacksonville beat them. And they could make it. And then the underdog team you gotta love is the Buffalo Bills. They started their season 0-4, and nobody thought they could do anything, and they're still fighting. And without hockey, all Buffalo has right now is the Bills. So I think we should all root for the Buffalo Bills.
And turn to the NFC. What's going on there?
Now, the question is, should we care who gets into the playoffs off the NFC bubble? Because it's entirely possible that a team with a losing record will get into the playoffs, which has never happened except for a strike season. If there's any justice, you're going to want the Carolina Panthers to sneak in. Watch the Panthers. They're the defending NFC champs, and then, as happens to defending champions, they lost 7 of their first 8 games, and everybody said, oh, they were just a one-year wonder. And then they turned around, and they've come back. They're playing the best football in the National Football Conference right now, and all the other teams that are on the bubble are just mailing it in. So Carolina's our choice.
Why are there so many teams in the NFC with a losing record?
2 out of every 3 games that the AFC played the NFC this year, the AFC won. The AFC is just handing it to the old NFC, which is kind of embarrassing because the NFC is the traditional old school league. And the reason is that the AFC have better running backs and better running games. And in football, that's kind of the fundamental thing. If you can move the ball on the ground, that's how you win. And all of the good running backs in football this year are in the American Football Conference in the AFC. The best running team in the NFC is the Atlanta Falcons, and the reason they're the best running team is because their quarterback, Michael Vick, runs the ball all the time. So
let's look outward to the sort of the total best here. What are the best teams playing in the league?
Well, the class of the league remains the Philadelphia Eagles, Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots. Their records are much better than everybody else's. But going into the end of the season, it's really a wide-open field.
Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Renee.
Peter Richman is a columnist for GQ magazine, and he follows the NFL for Morning Edition.